Except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There is always a temptation to think that children who are not born, who don't reach birth, are not important. That's certainly the case that many in our society say about children who are aborted. They won't even call them children. They have no importance. So what's the big deal? For those in miscarriage or stillbirth, our society really doesn't know what to do with them, how to think about them. Part of it may be because, the child who is not born, we have no history with them. We don't see their unique personality and their gifts and flaws and whatever. They don't grow up, and we don't have this relationship with them where we can actually love them and they love us through old age. So that's one possibility of why we just don't know what to do with the child in the womb who dies. I think, though, that there's another more, insidious, I guess, an insidious reason that we don't think that children who die before birth are not important or valuable is because we live in a society where your value often comes from what you achieve. There's nothing wrong with achievement, but the goal, importance of each of us does not rest on what we have achieved. And certainly children, babies, don't do anything to achieve anything. They don't work, they don't make money for their parents in the crib or in the womb. They are just who they are. So to this kind of nebulous attitude that these children are not valuable, that they're not important. In some cases, like in abortion, they're not even children, the claim is made. For all of this, the church has a different way of seeing these children, and that is that they are valuable in and of themselves. They have been created in the image of God. God loves them. And they are loved for all eternity. And this is true for all of us, because, by the way, things can happen in our society where other groups might be considered unimportant, not having much worth anymore, like the elderly. A lot of the elderly When they retire, they don't work anymore, they don't make money, they're not productive. So really, they're not important. I've heard a doctor say that to me one time. She said that when she retired, she hadn't expected the kind of reception that she got for no longer being a doctor, an active doctor. It was sort of like, well, you're finished. I don't have to interact with you. You're not really my colleague anymore, things like that. But the same can be done for disabled people. They could be seen as not important. The poor are often maligned and say that they really are not of any value because they're not producing enough or working enough or whatever the case may be. But God has a different way of looking at each of us. And I think that's what we need to remember as we respect life, as we start today, the 9 days of life. And that 9 days of life cover the whole gamut of pro-life, starting from our right to be born, to our right to die, a natural death, hopefully, to every stage and development in between, no matter who we are. Yes, we don't always do things that make us look like we're created in the image of God. That's a problem, that's sin, and that needs a savior. But our basic dignity comes from God and cannot be taken away by anyone. When I was thinking about this, I thought about that passage in the scripture where the mothers were trying to bring their children to Jesus for a blessing. And what did the apostles do? They tried to stop them. They tried to get them away from bothering Jesus. The attitude of those apostles, strangely, at that time, was that these children aren't important. They're not important enough to bring them to Jesus and bother him. Of course, they'll change the way they see that, because Jesus takes the children into his arms and he blesses them. And for you that have lost your children, I don't like to use the word lost, but whose children have passed on into the realm of God, into heaven, we're sure. For you who have experienced this grief, there is the comfort of knowing that the children are in the hands of Jesus and that he blesses them. And then the other thing to take to heart today is this gospel that was just proclaimed. Come unto me, all you who labor and find life burdensome, and I will give you rest. For those who are grieving, Jesus will give rest. He'll give comfort. He'll give strength. For those who need healing, he can bring healing. There are after abortion counsel that can happen, and healing and reconciliation. There can be healing for those who have had miscarriages and stillborns and so on. Name your children. Remember them. They remember you. And we lift them up today and ask God's gracious blessing upon them and God's blessing upon each of you as well.